slow and natural extension. Number one. Bring your hips faster. Quick, slow.
It took barely 3 weeks for Elvis Dumervil to draw the notice of his new teammates.
He's got the potential to be a great pass rusher in the NFL. I mean, just to see the techniques and some of the fundamental things that he's worked on, you can tell he was a polished player and they made a great decision with drafting him.
Good football player. Still has a lot to learn, but I saw some things from him today, in team drills that shows me he can be a hell of a football player. And you don't get 75 sacks in high school and be one of the leading sack guys in college, you know, just from talent. You have to know how to get to the quarterback and know how to pass rush him, you know, and this guy knows how to do it. So if he continues to learn, stays focused, listen to the guys around him, takes coaching well, he can definitely be a force to be reckoned with.
Dumervil was just that in college, becoming an All-American, winning a slew of honors, and setting a single-season Division 1A record for forced fumbles. But the fact that he stood 5'11" sent his pro stock tumbling, and his name was not called until the draft's second day.
Yeah, I was surprised. I really thought I'd be gone at least the first day. But, you know, I took it as a lot of people don't even get an opportunity to get drafted. So, you know, I just took the positive road and, you know, show people in 2-3 years from now that it was a mistake. So
Wilson, for one, thinks way too much was made of Dumervil's stature. He should know. After all, in 1999, many told Wilson that he was too small to succeed. All Wilson has to do is point the naysayers to his Pro Bowl and All-Pro honors to show that they were wrong.
Well, you know, it was the same thing with me. You know, not to say that, you know, I'm any good or anything like that, but, you know, they told me that, you know, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't big enough to go in the first round. And, you know, I ended up going last pick of the first round, but I wouldn't last but 3 or 4 seasons in the NFL. Probably couldn't play a full season, so that's so overrated. You get caught in stats and you get caught up in size and weight and strength and all that, and it's all about playing a game of football. So I test a guy's heart on Sunday and what he can do for us to help us win, and Dumervil is one of those guys.
He's also one of those guys willing to play anywhere along the line, lining up at tackle, nose guard, and end so far during the camps.
I just play whatever coaches ask me to play. I've been playing tackle, end, and nose, so you know, I've been doing a lot, so, you know, just working hard. You just got to be familiar with different techniques, and, you know, you just got to study a playbook a lot harder now. And but, you know, it's an opportunity to get on the field, so you got to take advantage of that.
And if he keeps going the way he's been working, it won't be long before he's on the field.
And then Dumervil will have his chance to prove the doubters wrong.
All I ever wanted is the opportunity to play in the National Football League, so, you know, I just take that as a fuel to, you know, fuel my tank up and, you know, show everybody, you know, I can play in this level.
Reporting for DenverBroncos.com, I'm Andrew Mason.